It's Navy policy. That where you have spread out forces, come payday, a paymaster assigned to that group visits them instead of the people trying to reach the paymaster, particularly when you're on islands separated. So if he has to travel over water, he's got to have a 600-foot line. Nobody ever heard of water over 600 foot in harbors and things like that. So here we are up in Greenland. The paymaster has to come in by airplane. He's over water. Therefore, in his bag, which he has his cash money, attached to it is a long line, 600 feet long, bundled up. So he got up to Greenland. And I got my pay. At the same time, coincidentally, I had received orders to go back to Newfoundland to tell the story about the rescue, which Admiral King wanted to hear. So I said, hey, I said, you know, this is what I've got to do. And one of the squadron commanders has told me that he can send me to Halifax in his plane, but then I'm going to have to catch a train to New York and then one to Washington. So can you give me it's like a check, a travel orders. The name of that thing was, you have these packets. We had them in the airplanes. That it was a recognized government shit that you wrote out like you'd write a check and industry would accept it. He said, yeah, sure. He started writing me out a chit for which I could get on any railroad in Greenland and go to Labrador. I thought it wouldn't work. But his rope was too short for the canyons up there when I told him, you can go down 6,000 feet and not hit anything. He was scared. Well, they used to actually tie the bags to themselves, too. Yeah, so if they went down and floated with it. So that's the story of the paymaster. He's just a young paymaster. But there was another paymaster in the Philippines. this is a different paymaster now. This is after the war when I'm in Japan. He was on a carrier. And the rate of exchange had recently been changed in our favor. Let's say, like, if it was now 10 pesos or whatever to a dollar, you could now get 20. Well, now it didn't matter to him what you did with the money that he paid you. That's your business. You go ashore and you're going to get twice as much. So in the Navy, these paymasters were usually junior, very junior officers belonging to the Supply Corps. It was like something that they could do. They should be able to count money. So he went ashore with his bag. and changed the money he had in his safe, which was like a bank's vault. He took his money out of the safe, which belonged to the U.S. government for payment, and had it converted 2-1. The carrier took off, and I don't forget where it went, but for some reason, they were undergoing while this money was in a safe, they were undergoing a surprise audit, which is a done all the time. They found all this extra money in this guy's safe, and he couldn't explain how it got there. So he got a court-martial. Of course, finally they found out how he'd done it, which was illegal. That's all on paymasters.